I started out with a 410 and moved to a 20 gauge. Every squirrel and rabbit in Dallas County knew my name. I sat on the stand with Pawpaw from the time I was 3 years old. When I was eight, I used a muzzle loader to kill my first doe. These days I go down to Walmart and they sell them in the back. Some people want to take them away. Why don't you go busting boys at selling crack? Guns, whether Remingtons or Glocks. Come on, man, it ain't like I'm a slanging them on the block. And listen, son, as long as I'm alive and breathing, you won't take my gun.
Welcome back. Your host, Ray Hyde, KFNS 590 The Fan, here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, and Matt Miles. Welcome back, Matt. Beautiful, beautiful book, brother.
Thank you so much, Ray. I tell you, it's an honor to be here with you guys. What a hoot.
A great time. We're having a little Thomas Coffee and Deer Stand Sandwiches. That song coming back is Guns. We're going to be talking about guns. We've got a great guest on right now. There's a wonderful company, an awesome company, called CMMG Gun. They got gun products, Vogler Vogler, a Missouri company. And we have a guest on, Michael Dell. Hey, Mike, welcome to KFNS 590 The Fan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, awesome. I understand you're on the road doing a little driving. We wanted to try to grab you this morning and tell our listeners, what is CMMG Guns? What is that all about?
CMMG, we're a small arms manufacturer. We're currently located in Boonville, Missouri. For years, we actually started out around 2002 in Fayette, Missouri. It's a small little town kind of northwest of Columbia, just a little ways. We've been growing over the years. We've made AR-15s, have been making AR-15s for quite some time. Over the last few years, have really kind of tried to up the game and make some innovative new products, and we've grown enough that last October we had to move to a larger facility in Boonville.
That's awesome. Now, you're talking about the kind of guns that, oh my goodness, well, those are evil. Those are so bad because they're scary.
Oh,
they're assault
those
weapons.
Evil black rifles.
Oh, no, the black rifles. I wasn't going to say that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, those things, man. I mean, it's amazing. Over the years, we've just seen, like, if we come out with the same gun in flat dark earth, people seem to be less offended by it.
Yeah, exactly. while I got you on, I got to read something to my listeners. We've had this on before, and I got to do it again. There's like 30 million of us hunters out there. But anyway, 84,999,989 legal firearm owners killed no one yesterday.
Exactly.
So
yeah, I mean, it's like a fire extinguisher for most cases. You know, I mean, we do a lot of stuff for, you know, sports shooting. We do a lot of stuff for defensive use and everything. You know, obviously we're changing a little bit and getting a little bit more into the hunting realm as much as you can with an AR platform. But, you know, people think the AR, they automatically think, you know, that we're these bloodthirsty, crazed lunatics, you know, but we're not. It's like having a fire extinguisher, you know. We have one in hopes we never have to use it.
Exactly.
In the capacity it's meant to be used for.
Yeah. It's so cool. This company's in Missouri, got Missouri jobs, making a great product. And it's not like, I mean, for you to move and for to build a company, that means these guns are selling. So then what's the problem?
Well, I mean, we're not seeing any problems right now.
Exactly.
We're loving it. We're being really innovative and coming out with a lot of new things. You know, that's the one thing you see is the AR-15 itself. I really hate to use this terminology, but the platform itself has kind of gotten stale because there's only so much you can do to a base 5.56. I mean, the base gun is still the same. You can change the furniture and doll it up and change the handguards and do different things and do different colors, but it's still an AR-15.
Right.
So what we've really done in the last couple of years is at SHOT Show in 2015, I believe, we came out with our new gun called the Mutant.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with that. And for lack of a better description, it's an AR-style platform that was designed from the ground up to shoot 7.62x39.
Okay.
So it's overbuilt. It takes standard AK magazines. It's based off of our 308 platform, so it's really robust, but it's not quite as big as our 308. So, you know, it really is designed to shoot that round. And I tell you, that thing just took off. And I'll be honest, you know, kind of being a parent, you're not supposed to have a favorite child. Well, the Mutant's still my favorite, you know. I just, it's many cool things as we've come up with in the last, even just last few months. We've introduced a couple of new guns just this year. We're introducing new guns next month. We're going to be introducing more by the end of the year.
Okay.
You know, so we've got a lot of really cool stuff brewing, but the Mutant right now is still my baby.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you, Mike. I was going to say, hey, what's coming up? Give us a tease. But you've already done that for us, so that's awesome. Give us some information on how our listeners can get more information about the products and the company CMMG Guns.
You can obviously go to our website, which is CMMGINC.com. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We don't tweet as well as we probably should. We do better on Instagram. you know, we have a lot of the social media aspects. We're trying to grow our YouTube pages. You know, we have a lot of industry people that are out there using our guns in 3-gun competitions and stuff, and they're constantly putting up videos and stuff for us too. So, you know, it's phenomenal. I mean, it was seeing the company grow the way it has. You know, it started with a couple brothers that I personally met. I don't want to date myself, but I'd say I met them at least 25 years ago. And, you know, met them at church in the small town of Fayette. And just to see, you know, them take their hobby and their passion and turn it into something like CMMG, and now being able to say I'm still friends with them and working for a company like them is absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
I mean, they,
that is.
You know, their faith and their faith in their employees and their families and everything is just, it's heartwarming to see in today's day and age.
That's for sure. And I can't help, I've got to say it, and we're going to have to let you go. We're going to have to go to break here. And appreciate you coming on. I know you're traveling and stuff and had to do this thing on the fly. But I was going through the Facebook pages, and I saw a dead turkey with one of your firearms. I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many different things you can do. Like, we actually, you know, I know you're probably up against the break, but you know, when we came up at Mutant a couple of years ago, that has opened up a whole new mid-size platform for us that we've called the Anvil. And last year, we released a purpose-built AR-15 and 458 SOCOM. You should see what that thing does to some hogs.
That's awesome. I'd love to see that. That's really cool. All right. Well, appreciate you. Hey, man, Mike, appreciate you taking the time to get on the show with us. Stay in touch. Let's get back. You get some updates and stuff and some things we need to know. You need to get out there. Just give us a holler, okay?
Hey, that sounds great. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we release these couple new products next month. We'll try to give you a holler.
That'd be great. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you. You too.
All right, we need to take a break. That's good stuff, Volker Vogler.
Yeah, it used to be that, what's this used for? But they're good out to, what, 150, 200 yards? Yeah. So that could still be a
good
gun.
They got one in a shotgun. They took a turkey with it. So cool. Black gun. Bad, evil guns. Let's go to break, Matty G, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.